Well, here we are. It's Friday, St. Patrick's Day, and Lorena, you're doing the Humpty Dance.
Hope not. I wouldn't be very good at it.
Well, they're coming to town.
They are coming to town. So, St. Patrick's Day, and you know Dublin's has been celebrating every year with this really big celebration that they hold. It's from 4 to 12:30 Friday tonight at Dublin's, and Digital Underground's Money B and Young Humpty are Border Avenue, Ghetto Blasters, all those guys are going to be out there. Tickets are really affordable, so you're going to have some good beer, good entertainment, and $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And then you can get the VIP, you know, pay a little more, get the VIP treatment, and meet some of these guys.
Okay. Are you going to go? Are you going to do the Humpty Dance?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, speaking of something to do tonight, here's something interesting for those young parents that want to go out on St. Patrick's Day, place to take the kids.
Yeah, so this is called Parents' Night Out. I think we've put it in before, but I thought it was really interesting because they added a little more details this time. So what you do is you register your kids Friday night. You can drop them off at Frank O'Brien Papin Center. You do have to register in advance, though, but it's only $10 per kid. From 6 to 11, you drop them off, you're good to go. It's from kids kindergarten to eighth grade, and they're going to have a bunch of activities. They're going to separate the kids according to age, so you don't have to worry about that. And they're going to have activities for the kiddos. They're going to have food. They're going to have those kinds of things. And then the parents can go and enjoy a really good night out, head to Dublin's, enjoy some time there, and just have a really nice evening out. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's expensive for parents to—
At $10 a kid, that's cheaper than daycare, than babysitting.
Yeah, it's hard for them. It's hard for you guys sometimes to find babysitters, I know. So,
okay, and this coming weekend, we have the Las Cruces Arts Fair.
Yes, this is a big event. This is their 7th year. So they have artists, 100-plus artists from all over North America that are going to be coming to the event. So it's going to include a bunch of different kind of mediums of art. So that includes jewelry, furniture, photos, paintings, sculptures, ceramics, and then they have it. So it's a 3-day event. It kicks off tonight. They're having this really interesting thing called a quick draw contest, where these artists who participate have 90 minutes to create a painting, and then participants get to see at the end of the 90 minutes what the paintings look like, and then bid on the paintings, and then proceeds are split between the Doniana Arts Council and the artists. So,
oh, that sounds really cool.
Yes, it's a fun way to make some money, a fun way to get really interesting art. And then the event, like I said, is from Friday through Sunday. They're going to have music. They're going to have art for sale as well as art on display. Really nice event at the convention center.
Okay. And political entertainment, Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher. If you don't know who Bill Maher is, he has a show on HBO. He's a very popular comedian, but also like a touches a lot on political issues. And he's going to be at El Paso Plaza Theater Sunday. Tickets are still available for the show. So if you want to head out there and go see him, I think it's a really great opportunity to do that.
Okay. And on Taste for Your Impulse, bring back a favorite, International Delights.
Yeah, we hadn't done them in a while. International Delights is a really great place. I know a lot of college students go there. It's open fairly late for Las Cruces standards. And then they serve breakfast. They serve a lot of Mediterranean, Middle Eastern food. I like going there. It's just a really nice, relaxing place to hang out, have some good food, and they also have really delicious desserts.
Okay. Well, Lorena, you going to do the Humpty Dance, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, Lorena. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.